New CHL laws are taking effect shortly.
Yes.
Tell us what we've got right around the corner. Now, this is, you know, and CHL instructors haven't been notified of.
That's the thing. You know,
just about anything.
It seems like, you know, DPS has always had an issue with communicating with us as instructors. And so, you know, I have a class scheduled for the last weekend of September, but I haven't been told whether or not I'm authorized to teach the short class or not. I am assuming I am, but it is still currently scheduled as a 10-hour class because DPS has not told me otherwise.
And apparently they're not saying anything until September 1st.
Right, so which is goofy. But
whether or not you're an instructor or a potential applicant, you won't find out anything
until September 1st, potentially, yeah.
But what does it look like is going on?
Well, one of the laws that definitely passed that was of high interest to everyone is that our official class is now a 4 to 6 hour class. You're going to hear a lot of different opinions on this. I'm of the opinion that I think that shortening it to 4 to 6 hours is a mistake. I do not think that you can teach all. They haven't changed the required materials.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not see how you can teach someone all of the required material in 4 hours. Now, I was actually talking with someone recently who you know, supported the change, and now he's speaking as a student who has taken the class several times, and his complaint was that he never, in any of the classes he went through, ever had anybody discuss use of force. So Chapter 9 of the Texas Penal Code was completely skipped in every class he ever took.
That's one of the most important
Which is a
sections.
Central core that's, part of the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Because you're not there to learn how to shoot. You're there to learn the law
exactly.
around when you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, no, now, to whoever, and he didn't tell me exactly whose class he'd been through, but to their credit, they did spend a lot of time talking about liability issues. And, you know, he said, well, they just tried to spend the whole time scaring you out of carrying a gun or scaring you out of shooting somebody. That's not what we're there for, but we do need to make people aware of the issues that come with being armed. But bottom line is the class is now 4 to 6 hours. You will have people who will say, I'm going to give you a 4-hour class. I promise you folks, you are not getting all the information you should get
not
in 4 hours.
Chance.
However, you know, the thing is, at the end of the day, you sign an affidavit saying that you understand the laws, and it's not on me to make sure you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it ever comes back to you, you just have to prove that it was in your
that
curriculum.
In
it was
curriculum.
In your course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was there.
He was there, therefore he should have learned it. Yeah. But it just makes me feel uncomfortable, you know, that we're at the end of the day, we're signing off on a CHL
100. Well, then you find yourself trying to get through sooner.
Yeah.
And so you're not allowing for the class participation like you should.
Right.
And
which
that's
often
a big point.
Drives
yeah.
the which often helps drive with a student understanding that
sure.
having a class participation, people asking questions, you know, having the cojones to actually ask a question, because the reality is there is no stupid question.
That's right.
The only stupid questions are ones you didn't ask.
Absolutely.
So
now the renewal is also
the renewal,
no longer, basically.
Apparently the renewal is there is no more renewal class. It is all done online, which is great, except that apparently, and I have to verify this, but there is no grace period anymore. So if you have not applied for your renewal by the time your CHL expires, you're done.
Take the whole
you
class
have to take the whole
again.
Class all over again.
Well, and the shooting portion, it would be nice if they, you know, because a lot of people don't shoot at all.
Right.
You know, they get their license. Yeah, great, I got it. I'm carrying sometime.
And they'll never shoot
car,
again.
And they never shoot again,
right.
And then they renew.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I believe that you should have to shoot. But, you
yeah,
know,
I mean, it's,
who am
the
I?
Thing is that it's shooting is a fleeting skill. Shooting yeah. well under you know, what boils down to combat conditions is a whole other skill set.
And the range portion of your CHL day mm-hmm. is no longer counted
as part of the classroom time, correct?
There you go. And
yeah.
so, on average, a decent-sized class is going to take about an hour and a half to qualify.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you still may end
on.
Up doing, you know, at least 7 hours,
mm-hmm.
maybe 8 if it's a decent instructor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see how it works out. I mean, I've got a lesson plan that's set up to, or at least a presentation to cut it down to an hour, to that 4 to 6 hours, but I think it's going to be cutting it close.
All right. Now, Houston, that's hour number one down of Guns Over Texas Radio. We're going to take a quick break, about 5 or 6 minutes, so hold on tight. We'll be back with hour number two coming up next.